Thank you for calling Transport for London's Taxi and Private Hire Vehicle Licensing Inspection Service.
Hello, Transport for London. How can I help?
Hi, good morning. I'd just like to get a private hire vehicle license, if that's okay.
Yeah, and have you ever registered before with us?
No.
Can you take your vehicle registration number?
Of course, it's LLZO.
Okay, and has it been imported or has it got any modifications to it?
No.
No, okay, doc. And can I just ask where you'd like to go for your inspection?
Can I go up to Heston, please?
Okay, the next available appointment we have is on Thursday. Yep, do you want that?
Yes, please.
Brilliant, and that's £100 today.
Yep,
no,
cheers.
That's absolutely fine, thank you.
Bye. Bye. So we're now approaching the test centre in Heston. I have with me the logbook for the car, I have the MOT for the car, and we're going to just park up. Yeah, I booked in for 8 o'clock. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well, whereabouts have you parked, sir?
Bay 5.
Bay number 5. If you want to have a seat, sir.
Right.
About
20, 25. Cheers, thanks. So we're just leaving the centre. And we have in front of us a licence for this Audi A6. So it says the date of issue is 23rd of February 2016. The expiry date is the 22nd of February 2017. The car we are licensed to carry 4 people. Now we're parked up here just opposite a couple of bars and restaurants around the corner from Bank Station in the City of London. And I'm hoping that we'll be able to catch a few city workers as they leave to try and get home. Let's see how we get on.
Hi, good evening, how's it going? Could this young lady go to Greenwich by route, could you drop me to London Bridge?
Of course
right?
I can. Greenwich, London Bridge, 25 quid?
Yeah,
sure.
Good stuff.
Hop in.
Okay, thanks very much.
Hop in about.
Okay, sweetheart. Cheers, thanks very much.
That's right. I have to confess, I'm not actually a licensed minicab driver. The vehicle's licensed, but I'm not. I work for LBC Radio. I'm a journalist at LBC Radio.
Bloody hell. Right.
Can I just ask, why did you get in?
Well, the old disc in the window and so forth.
It's got the stickers. The stickers mean that the vehicle's licensed. I turned up, I've got this vehicle license. It's not my car. I'm not insured. I turned up with somebody else's insurance, somebody else's MOT, and the logbook, which wasn't mine, is somebody else's name.
I wasn't expecting this.
No.
Well, we're shocked, yeah, definitely. Yeah, wow. I wasn't expecting that at all. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Do you know the way?
Yeah. I'm not actually a cab driver, I'm just a journalist. I could be anybody. And I'm not insured.
Oh, God.
So I've had no CRB check. I have no insurance to have you in the back of the car. So if I have an accident and you go through the windscreen.
Oh my God, I've not even put my seatbelt on. Stunned. I can't, well, I thought you was licensed. I just thought, well, do you know the way? Because I saw you looking, I thought you was looking at your sat nav.
Okay. That could be anybody. I've had no CRB check, no insurance to carry you. So if we have an accident and it's my fault and you go flying through the back windscreen.
Yeah.
And you're off work for 6 weeks, you're not going to get any money because I'm not worth that much money. So I couldn't afford to pay.
I would have thought, seeing the yellow license, that you'd be safe, that you would have gone through all the checks and you'd be who you say you are, basically.
The car's gone through all the checks, but I haven't gone through any checks.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing. I tell you what I'm going to do. If you go and see that bald bloke over there, he runs the LTDA, he's going to put you in a licensed black cab and he's going to take you home for free. You see that bloke? I'll introduce you to him, Steve.
Sure.
Yeah, he'll put you in a licensed black cab.
Okay.